From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today have been here twice before, the last time about 3 years ago. They've just released a new record called Canterbury Girls on New West. Lily and Madeline are back. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's good to see you. I hesitate to say you're all grown up because I'm sure you hear that a lot, considering you both started when you were in your teens, but you are.
A little bit. I mean, we are getting older, although we're just in our like early to mid-20s. Yeah. I feel old, though, man.
Same.
I feel so old.
Well, some of that, no doubt, is due to the fact that you keep moving to new communities and crisscrossing the country. Since you were here, you were originally based in Indianapolis, right? Mm-hmm. And then moved to New York and then have moved back to Indianapolis. And Madeline, if I'm following the chronology, you have since relocated again to Nashville.
That's right.
Why? Why all of the moves? What worked? What didn't work?
Well, my ex-boyfriend always said that I was flaky and that I couldn't make anything work in one place. So now I'm just diving into that.
Like, he's
I'm
leaning
in.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's an ex.
He's an ex. Yeah.
So I'll get a lease eventually, maybe in Nashville. I kind of doubt it, but we'll see. Madge?
New York was a fun adventure that we couldn't afford. so we decided to come back to the Midwest. And then I had an opportunity open up in Nashville to move in with some amazing ladies down there, some other musicians. So I just thought, let's go for it. It's, you know, more affordable and I like it so far.
Wow. Yeah. Now, is this the first time ever that you two have not lived together or at least in the same city?
No. Well, we have lived in Indianapolis our whole lives, but in like 2016, 17, mm-hmm. 18, she lived with her boyfriend. And that's like what the most recent record that we just came out with Canterbury Girls is about, because we were in the same place, but I hadn't, like, I never saw her.
We
you
felt
know?
Very far apart from each other, but this is technically like the first time we've lived like hundreds of miles apart.
But I mean, we've been on tour like all fall, so it doesn't really feel like that.
Yeah,
you know?
We're together all the time.
What's its impact on you as Lily and Madeline, the group, not being in the same place any longer?
It is making our writing a little bit different. We've been writing separately a lot more, which is cool. I do like it that way. I'll like, you know, record a little song clip that I'm working on and send it to Lily, and then she'll record like another verse or a chorus, send it back to me. So we're like working far apart, like remote from each other. Which I think is cool, and it makes our time together that much more special. Other than that, you know, is it changing our dynamic that much more?
I don't think so.
It makes me miss you a lot more, so that when we're together, I like enjoy the time more, because usually
for sure.
You know, bug the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Do you need a hug moment real quick?
Oh, love.
Lily and Madeline are my guests in the studio today. Their newest record is called Canterbury Girls, out on New West. Lilandmad.com is the web address. What do you guys want to play first?
Let's do a song from the new record. It is a love song, and it's called Analog Love.
Let's meet at midnight under that sign. Don't need reminding, just be on time. Breathing in the smoky air clings to us, but we don't care. Just love the feeling. 'Cause now I've got you here, lonely nights just disappear. Staring at the ceiling, I want an analog love. Something slow and sweet. Give me an analog love. Wanna feel the earth underneath our feet. 'Cause nothing ever seems like it will last. With every passing day, disconnected, wired up brain needs to see you, needs to be here face to face. cause it's old school, cause it's real. Do my best to make you feel hopelessly devoted. I want an analog love, something slow and sweet. Give me an analog love. Wanna feel the earth underneath our feet. Cause nothing ever seems like it will last. With every passing day moving too fast, I want an analog love. We'll keep on spinning till the world says stop, till the needle drops. You're the one I want, the one I want, I want. I want an analog love, something slow and sweet. Give me an analog love. Wanna feel the earth underneath our feet. Cause now
that one's called Analog Love. Lily and Madeline are playing live for us today in the Steve Nelson Performance Space. Their new record out on New West is called Canterbury Girls. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Lily, you mentioned that a lot of this record has to do with Madeline's past relationship.
Yeah, like both of our relationships. Yeah. But Analog Love specifically is sort of more of like a concept song, I think, because we've been touring pretty much like our whole adolescence. You know, we're always having long distance relationships at some point. So that's what the song is about, is like, you know, needing to see somebody for real in person.
You guys have transitioned, certainly since the first time you were here, from support gigs, bar gigs, to headline tours. Your music is not all that well suited to a bar vibe, trying to get above the din of the room. How have you changed your approach to performing as you have changed to venues where all of the people that are there, A, are there to see you, and B, are all there to hear you?
Well, I mean, I think you'd be surprised. In bars, sometimes people are very attentive, especially in the UK and in Europe.
That's true. But the smaller clubs.
I mean, we're on tour with Penny and Sparrow right now, and it's so much fun because we're playing like huge crowds, and you know, everybody's so psyched, mostly to see Penny and Sparrow, but also like, you know, we have quite a few people come up to us after and say that they came just for us, and it's amazing. Like, it's, I hope that we continue to grow and play bigger and bigger stages.
Mm-hmm. Canterbury Girls is now your fourth. Third, fourth, depending on sort of how you count, but it's like your fourth full-length record. The title comes from a park from your hometown?
Yeah. So when we were like, I don't know, 12 and 14, we lived in this area of Indianapolis that had this park, Canterbury Park, in it. And it's kind of a lame park. It's just like a swing set and like a sandbox type deal. But we would ride our bikes there and like walk around and like pace around and, you know, talk about like, we would gossip and talk about what we wanted to do with our lives. And it was like a time before we knew any of the limitations that we would be facing. So the record is sort of about like baggage and also remembering who you were before you picked up all that baggage, I think.
When you were 12 and 14 and you were in that park dreaming about what you were going to become, was it musicians?
I wanted to go to Harvard, and I think I could have if I hadn't dropped out of high school. but yeah, I mean, I wanted to be in a band. I don't know that I wanted to like front a band, but I definitely wanted to be like a performer and a writer. And Madge wanted to do Broadway, and she still does.
I do. I really do. I love Broadway and like musical theater. And I think that that could be like an aspiration and a goal for myself in the future. But when I was like 12 or 14, I actually kind of wanted to do more journalism, I think. And radio is especially cool to me. Every time we get to perform on radio, I think, what would it be like to work at a station? So that's really special to me.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, is that an invitation? Oh, my God.
You could drop by. You could guest DJ. See how it's like.
Oh, my God. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. You mentioned this record dealt with or deals with a lot of the stuff of life, the stuff of your lives, the perseverance, getting through trials and tribulations. Were there any specific things that were kind of foremost in your mind when writing this record, or was it just kind of the day-to-day of trying to make a go of it as touring working musicians?
Yeah, for me, there's a couple songs on the record that focus on this one moment in my life that is like, I don't know, it's hard to talk about because, I mean, I don't think it's that interesting because it's an experience that I think a lot of women have had, but basically it's like a Me Too experience in the music industry. I mean, we've been doing this for 6 years professionally. We started when we were really young. Like, it's inevitable that it, you know,
someone's going to take advantage
of exactly.
you. Yeah.
So there's a couple songs on the record that talk about that. I think in like a veiled way that's still kind of universal, but yeah. And then ex-boyfriends. I mean,
for myself, I would say that a lot of the songs on this record, especially Self-Care, which is the first track, and Circles, deal with feeling stuck in a way and stuck in a pattern of behavior and a pattern of like hating yourself. And so Lily and I used these songs to kind of escape from that, I don't know, that horrible place that we were in. And I feel much better now. I still have a lot of frustrations and a lot of resentment. And every night when we play these songs, I kind of travel back to that mindset. But I feel like I have a better perspective now and I can like look above it and be like, yeah, Madeline, you know, you're moving ahead.
You have described your singing voices as finding a third voice that's out there. And when I hear you talk, you definitely sound different. When you sing together, it's often hard to pick out who's who. But you're right, there's this sort of third voice that's there. I'd love to hear it again. What do you want to play next for us?
The next song we're going to do is called Supernatural Sadness. And on the record, it's like an upbeat, disco-y vibe. But for studio sessions, we've been doing it like acoustically with the piano. So, yeah,
and enjoy. You've set your guitar down?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Yes.
This is Supernatural Sadness. It's Lily and Madeline playing live here at JPR.
Is it pain or pleasure? I'm dazed and confused. Promised me I'd feel better, but I only feel bruised. Heavenly host, body's a ghost. Isn't it nice not to feel supernatural sadness? Brought me down with you, magnetic madness, vision of a heartbreak coming true, and I won't be around. No, I can't help you out. Supernatural sadness. Misery is a blessing. Realize what I need. Though your love is depressing, can't stay here and watch you bleed. Heavenly host, body's a ghost. Isn't it nice not to feel supernatural sadness? Only ever brought me down with you, magnetic madness, vision of a heartbreak coming true, and I won't be around. No, I can't help you out. Supernatural sadness. Ooh. never brought me down with you. Magnetic madness, vision of a heartbreak coming true. And I won't be around. No, I can't help you out. Supernatural sadness, supernatural sadness, supernatural sadness, supernatural sadness.
That is the slowed down, chilled out version. Right? It's the remixed version. Yeah. Supernatural Sadness. Lily and Madeline are playing live for us today. Music from the record called Canterbury Girls out on New West. Lilandmad.com are here, Lily and Madeline. You made this record in Nashville, mm-hmm. and you worked with two pretty amazing producers.
We did.
Who have worked on Record of the Year of Kacey Musgraves.
Yes, and that is... a little intimidating when you say it that way.
Yeah, I mean, we only had 10 days to make the record, and we knew that this would be the moment. Like, I guess we could work with them again now because we have a relationship, but like,
they're in such high demand.
Busy now.
Well, we should name them.
Yeah.
Daniel Tashin and Ian Fitchick, both of Nashville, who are so incredible and did produce Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour album of the year. And like Lily said, we really jumped at the chance to get into the studio with them, really just as the album was released and took off. Kacey's album, I mean.
Yeah, she had her release party for the record when we were recording those 10 days. Yeah.
There's something about that record, Golden Hour, mm-hmm. that is glossy and sparkly and yet not glossy in the way of a lot of pop music. It's just got this really amazing, unique sparkle to it that I also hear on a lot of the songs that came out on your record. Did working with those two gentlemen pull you in directions that were unexpected? Or did you have a pretty clear vision of how you wanted the songs to end up when you got there?
I think that we had a pretty clear vision, and we had spent a lot of time brainstorming and finding inspiration for every single track. But because we had such a limited time to work with them in the studio, we really had to go with our gut for every decision.
Yeah, I feel like the opposite of what you just said. Like, I don't feel like we were pulled in any direction. I feel like we were finally able to like clearly express what we wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And Daniel and Ian are so talented. They're multi-instrumentalists, and they have a really good ear and a really good groove. So they were able to kind of pick up whatever we weren't able to play and just
kill it. Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
You guys are now 6+ years into doing this. Mm-hmm. Have your influences changed?
I would say so.
I listen to less male rock bands and more female rappers. There's so many good female rappers out right now.
That's an interesting dichotomy that you listen to female rappers and yet create this kind of music.
Well, it's like I could never be a rapper, you know?
Do you want to be? Like, if you could, would you do it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like MC Lily?
Yeah. I don't know.
I would like to see it.
Yeah.
DJ Mad, MC Lily, right?
Yeah.
When you were in Nashville, did you feel the pull of the place? I mean, obviously you've left. And Lily, you mentioned before we went on the air today that you don't really have interest in going there.
Well, it just feels really similar. I mean, it's Midwestern. It feels Midwestern to me. And we're from Indianapolis, and it's only like 4 hours south of there. And I don't know, it just feels like not enough of a stretch. But there's so much work happening there. But also, like, I know this sounds crazy, but the way that Nashville is positioned, like, geographically, it's in a basin. So every time I'm there, I just feel terrible. I'm sick. My allergies are, like, insane. So
like physically you just don't want to
right,
be there.
Right. So I have like this reaction of thinking about it like, oh, I don't want to go there because it makes me sick, you know? But that's crazy. It's a great place.
Where do you think you'll end up?
I don't know. I'd like to live abroad. I've been thinking about London a lot like recently, and I mean, I don't think I could afford that for like a really long time, but that'd be cool.
Technology would still let you guys make music together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That could be cool.
Yeah. I'm glad you're back. It's great to see you. It's been too long.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Lily and Madeline are my guests in the studio today. Their newest record is called Canterbury Girls, out on New West. Lilandmad.com is the website. What do you want to wrap up with?
I think we will play the final track of our new record, and it's a song that Lily was inspired to write, and it's very heartfelt. It is called Go.
Oh, and you guys are flipping spots here.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we are.
Lily, I don't recall you playing piano when you were here before.
I mean, I've been playing piano as long as Madge has, and I play a lot on the record, I think. A lot of the songs on the record were written with me on the piano, so yeah, we're doing it.
Right on. This is called Go. It's Lily and Madeline on JPR.
To blame, I tried to play your game, put my shoulders down, my arms fell loose. I hedged my bets, I had my reservations checked, but now I see that everything came back to you. Now it's 5 o'clock and I'm drinking for the 100th day in a row. I said I wouldn't leave so easy, but I know you wanna see me go, go, go. He said good things come in time, but good things never seem to comfort me. Even removed, I say I'm sitting next to you, like running isn't part of my identity. Now it's 2 a.m. and I'm thinking about the things that I was scared to show. I said I wouldn't leave so easy, but I know you wanna see me go. I've lost track of time, but I don't care. I'm just glad you finally know. I said I wouldn't leave so easy, but I know you wanna see me go, go, go.
That is the tune that wraps up the new record called Canterbury Girls. Lily and Madeline are playing live in the studio today. Their new record out on New West can be found at lilandmad.com. Lily, Madeline, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
JPR Live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.